Dear God, we think of you even when we think you're not around, and you're always there in our heart. L'chaim.
L'chaim. L'chaim. Thanks for helping me with my computer, Lord Jesus.
You thought of him, even though you thought he wasn't around.
I did think of him. new computer shut down again. I said, God damn it. I did think of him. Oh, well, we're still going to have fun. Welcome, everybody, to Keith and the Girl. It's Rape Monday, and we have plenty of news for you.
I'm sorry, it's what Monday?
Rape Monday.
Rape Monday?
I listen to other radio shows. They have themes for the days. We do Gossip Thursday. People get a kick out of that. What if we have Suck a Dick Wednesday? How about Rape Monday? Some people
there for that meeting.
I'm looking at the camera. Some people a little upset by Rape Monday. Those people are not the be-all and end-all of rape. Other people were raped, too. We'll talk about maybe fun rape stories today.
I think some of the people on our camera have done the raping.
Mm-hmm. Raping, raper, rapey.
I heard something happen on Saturday night where they recorded some of that stuff on the camera. A couple people got naked.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. I'm getting sucked into our camera a little
bit. Me too. The little keithandgirl.com/support. What we do is we turn on all these cameras, the webcams, and everybody who's listening, if you have a webcam, you can watch each other. And so if I get bored, I go in there and just start yelling at people. Now, that might not sound fun, but I yell at people to get naked, and they do. Mm-hmm. That's really fun.
So we use the Pal Talk service, and so there's the Keith and the Girl room, and there's a lot of other rooms, and mostly Arabs will go to the different rooms and just start jacking off.
Arabs?
Arabs are the biggest ones.
Are they really?
Oh, huge. You can just tell.
Are you just going by weird names?
That are always Arab, yes.
Okay.
Yes. So they come in, they start jacking, but you have Americans also, and they come in, and they're like, oh, you look, picking the first girl right away, you look hot, and you always know, like, it's not just a compliment. In 5 seconds, you're going to be seeing the snake.
Yo, they started a thread on our forums, Pal Talk Weirdos.
Pal Talk Weirdos.
And so anytime somebody comes in and shows their junk, they take a snapshot of it and post it on our forums.
Yeah.
They also take a snapshot of me yelling at people and of Mimi Cherry. She's got a pole in her house. She does dances for us as Keith yells at her. It's really a lot of fun. There's a lot of yelling and getting naked.
And I went on there and I was wondering if people are bouncing people too quickly. And somebody says, oh, Vudel, for example, you look hot. And Cheese, I like Cheese, has powers to bounce people, and he bounces them. I'm like, that was a compliment. You actually just hurt Vudel from getting a compliment.
Aww.
Right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, let's calm down and see where this goes.
Right. Give somebody a couple minutes.
Every single guy that left a girl any kind of compliment on her looks started jacking balls out.
Oh, oops.
I was absolutely wrong.
So, on Pal Talk, you're not a good judge of character.
Not at all. So, I started having a little too much fun. And I would tell people that I run the room. And I have a lot of money I don't know what to do with. Vudel is our number one whore, by the way. And if you want to fuck her, I will not only pay you money, I will fly you over to Brazil where she is, and you can fuck her, and I'll fly you back. And I just have too much money to do that.
Now,
and
that's how do what you I'm pick do. These people?
Anybody. Everybody gets it.
No.
Everybody that gave a compliment.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Just a couple dollars a year to get Pal Talk.
You would think that I am so generous, right? Like, how can I keep doing this? Not one person was able to take me up on the offer because not one person knew how to email me. The room's called Keith and the Girl, and I go, email me, and I will pay you to look at her. Look how sad she is. She can't have your cock. Look at her. And Vidal does this real sad face. Like, she wants it in her mouth and her ass and her pussy. Look at her! You are making her sad right now that she can't have dick. And they're like, oh, okay, what do I do? And then I get a PM, a private message on the cameras. Like, a little window opens. Bloom. Okay, is this an email? I go, is it? Is this an email? Well, what's the email? I'm sorry that you got to try a little bit. These guys, and they really believe me because they kept trying. They're like, hey, I'm sorry, but please don't be a dick about it. I'm like, I'm trying to give away money. I can't give it to everybody. You have to email me. Well, please help me. Help yourself. You're too horny to fucking Google Keith and the Girl. You're too horny. You're like, I gotta fuck her now. Well, you can't fuck her now. You're gonna have to get on a plane. It'll probably take a couple hours. Calm the fuck down. I gotta fuck her. How do I do it? Well, we can't give you the money through your USB port. Okay, so fucking
that
relax.
That day didn't come yet.
Right.
Oh, so actually, I think it's funny that that's what they were private messaging you, because I get a lot of hi, and that's their whole thing. Right. And that lures women in, I guess, usually in other pal talk rooms. And just really quick on the feedback, Josh Adju says, I think God's punishing Keith for having a gay brother.
By ruining the computer?
Right. Okay. And he also says, I love that Clown Monday became Rape Monday.
Well, we don't do the clowning so much anymore. we do the raping. I love it.
And Toby from Akron heard the show was on too today, canceled a meeting, download iTunes on my work computer, and went out and bought headphones. Thanks for the show on behalf of all 9to5ers.
Well, that is a good thing you did get the headphones. Welcome to Rape Monday. How's the report going? What the fuck? I do wonder, like, you know, you're in your office, you're listening to the show, and then all of a sudden your boss just, you know, walks in. He's cool enough for you to listen to, you know, curse words on the radio or whatever, but just once in a while, I'd like to do this. And welcome everybody back to the KKK show. Let's make the boss wonder a little bit. Oh, well. So, no, I wasn't able to give any money or any Brazilian pussy away.
Poor you.
Ah, these horny guys. Oh, well. Oh, well. The latest Keith and the Girl TV show will be up in a second, and you can see the lay of the land. You can see it's just us doing a little segment, just like we do the regular radio show, but something we didn't talk about yet. And you can see where we sit, where the cameras are, where our setup is, and that kind of thing.
You can see the whole room and then also clips of us as well.
Yeah, so you can get an idea of what's going on.
So keithandthegirl.com/TV. Don't forget to not only sign up, but also sign your friends up.
So we get out overseas. Apparently, the war on terror has not made it to Romania. Two journalists wearing Al-Qaeda Airlines uniforms, that's what it said on there, Al-Qaeda Airlines, were able to put fake bombs on planes at the main airport in Bucharest.
Oh, my God.
They even wandered around military aircraft unchecked. We heard from people who use this airport that the security is very lax and wanted to prove it. We could have had a bazooka in our car and as much dynamite as we wanted, said reporters. You know what? And then you're shocked by this. You're like, oh, that's disgusting. Meanwhile, if you go on a plane here in America and you have a shirt called Al-Qaeda Airlines, and they go, all right, I need you to change your shirt and now we have to look at your background a little bit. What the fuck? They took away my freedom? Everything's a complaint.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think people complain a little too much at airport security. And even we did.
I can't wear my I will bomb you shirt. Do I look like I have a bomb?
It's not really the
time to be
ironic.
Or do I look like an asshole college douche? Right.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, well.
Oh, and also going back a little bit for a second, yeah. Jabberwock from Dallas says, everyone in my office listens to Keith and the Girl. When a live show comes on, someone goes, oh, it's on, and we all take off our headphones and listen together.
What do you guys do for
a
living?
Really,
that's
cool.
Kind of important, unless you're like my dentist.
Well, how's your dentist?
I mean, I don't know. Are you a doctor? You know, what do you do?
I don't think a dentist would be able to play this live.
Well, I'm just saying, like, hold on a second. You know, they're always talking to each other. Like, I'm right here. What did you do last night? Oh, I saw TV. Okay, work on my teeth.
They probably work in an airline.
I do have to hear what you do for a living. We work with wayward kids. Scott Baio got married. Whew. Let's get that news out of the way right now.
Did they say that he got married before the airing of his second I'm a Single Guy show?
He just got married. It was videotaped for season two of I'm 45 and Single, or whatever it's called now. I'm 46 and Doomed.
Okay. But now everybody knows the end of it. They couldn't wait until the last season. I love
it'll start. I bet it'll start still, that way. That'll be the first show.
I hope so, because people who get engaged like have to get married right the fuck now.
Right.
You're gonna be married for the rest of your life, but you just got engaged. Let me get the closest date before anyone changes their mind.
Right.
It's very, you know, I mean, he's been what? Single forever, right? He's 45 and single.
Yeah.
You know? And he's been dating this girl for quite some time. Calm down. You have a show.
Oh, by the way, Legion from Arizona is saying, my boss says that you didn't sound hateful enough saying KKK, and it was not believable. Try again. And that's why I say death to the Negroes. You're listening to the KKK Network, old KK all the time.
What?
Did I get anybody right there? All right.
And Jabberwock from before says we're game developers. So that makes sense. That's what they do for a living.
Stick this show in the game. That's your guy's job today.
Yes, please.
All right. Daniel Baldwin has an arrest warrant out on him. He got in trouble for drugs. He was supposed to show up to court. He didn't. He now has an arrest warrant. How about this? Go to a VH1 show and just pick him up. You know where all these fucking wackos are.
I'm telling you, the paparazzi knows where everybody is before the police does.
Yeah. They know where they are. But yeah, you were saying
the paparazzi has more people working for them.
The Scott Baio show, though, you were saying, you know, how he didn't want to get married,
until he had a show.
Until he had a show, and then he's like, why do you want to get married? I think I'm supposed to, you know, I don't want to keep living like this.
He's such a douche on
yeah,
the show. Too.
But every other sentence was, I bang these chicks constantly, and it's an awesome life.
But he's proving to someone that it's an awesome life. He's like,
yeah.
He had a fight. I saw one of the shows. He had a fight with like an 18-year-old about how he has much better game than him. He knows much better than him. And I'm like, you are really doing this. You're really, and on camera too. And by the way, Keith and I are not getting married until we have a show, because apparently that's what you're supposed to do. Maybe that's what pays for the wedding.
Kaya Pants is telling a story about hearing people listen to the show. The bigger problem is we're not supposed to be listening, and we have headphones on, but you can hear each other giggling at the same time in the office. Everybody, do you guys ever do this when you're in school? Like, at 2:10, we're all going to yell.
Yeah. I was just going to say,
ready,
everybody? In 3 seconds, you're all going to go, what? 1, 2, 3. What?
You're grown adults. You're all fucking cracking up. Get back to work. Making your plans for bombs. Remember the guy who went into the Omaha mall in Nebraska
and opened fire,
killed 8 people. Said he's going to leave being remembered. A real nerdy looking kid. You know, he was picked on, and that's what did it. And he's like, yeah, you know, I got to let people know. That was it. I got to let people know.
So well, he killed himself.
Yeah, and then he killed himself. They have the notes now. Mm. They're printing that he left behind. One for
that guy looks troubled. That guy looks
like
an 80s sitcom.
Yeah.
And those guys, if you're in 2007, you look troubled.
Family. One note is message for friends. And one written, my will. Real sloppy handwriting.
Well, kids today have sloppy handwriting because they never write.
That's true. Family. I'm so sorry for what I put you through. I never meant to hurt all of you so much. And I don't blame any one of you disowning me. I just can't be a burden to you and my friends any longer. You are all better off without me. I'm sorry for this. You didn't do it yet.
Well, he knows he's about to.
Do you know an apology, you have to mean it?
I guess
you didn't do it yet. Kenda, I'm sorry. I'm going to cheat on you this weekend. I'm sorry. I feel real bad.
I see your point.
He should have
killed everybody, then sat down for a second.
Yes.
Because he should have seen, like, maybe I won't be sorry.
Right.
Maybe Keith Malley, he wrote 2 different notes, one being he's sorry and one not. And right before he killed himself, he decided which one
right.
ripped the other one, threw it out.
Okay.
You don't know this guy's whole story. I mean, that's why he killed himself, because nobody really knows him.
I can't read this, gopped. I can't take this meaningless existence anymore. I've been in constant disappointment, and that trend would have only continued. Just remember the good times we had together, you know, before I shot 8 and wounded 7.
And now I leave you with this, and now you're the family whose son shot 8 and wounded. Yeah,
you can't look at that family like they're normal.
Right.
You just can't.
Like, what'd you do to
DNA.
You disowned him, you made him,
you did something.
Him.
I was just thinking you got crazy in you.
Right.
I love you, Mommy. I love you, Dad. I love you, Kara. I love you, Valencia. I love you, Cynthia. I love you, Zach. I didn't have this many friends when I was in school.
That's what the feedback is going. If he had so many friends, why is he why is he killing himself?
I love you, Zach. I love you, Layla. I love you, Mark. And parentheses, P.S. I'm really sorry. Mm. Especially you, Mark. I know you wanted to do this with me. Friends. To all my friends, and then, like, there's words, like, crossed out. Not by the news. You know, they crossed out the dirty words like fuck a couple times. They faded it out. But the fifth word in is all scratched out. Start over. Take the time. It's a big day.
You only get nerve for so long. You got to get going.
I see. Okay. Friends. And he's like, another thing I fucked up.
Josh said, wouldn't you hate to be the friend he forgot?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That's funny.
Or you're happy you forgot.
I don't want to be mentioned in this letter.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Layla, how you doing?
And how many girls are named Layla?
Right. Kara, K-I-R-A. To all my friends, I'm so sorry for what I've done to you and put you through. I've been a piece of shit my entire life. It seems this is my only option. To what? To be the biggest piece of shit. I know everyone will remember me as some sort of monster, but please understand that I just don't want to be a burden on the ones that I care for my entire life. I just want to take a few pieces of shit with me.
Wow, not nice.
Obviously, you know, you guys already know this. These are random people in a mall that he killed.
Wow, not nice. Well, Legion from Arizona says, in hindsight, the parents are thinking that the marksmanship club wasn't the best idea. Mm. Babbling Brian says, the mother of the killer kid must be pissed. She ruined her vagina for some brat, and what did she get back? Some fucked up thank you note, spoiled brat.
Yeah. I love all of you so much, and I don't want anyone to miss me. Just think about how much better you are off without me to support. Don Wordsmith. You know what? Good. I'm glad my son, you know what? My son made me feel a lot better. And it sounds like he has a brother or sister or something,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Poor parents. You know, any time, like, I don't feel so good today, Ma. Hey, jeez.
Yeah.
Jeez. Cake. Never leave the fucking house. Jeez. I want my friends to remember all the good times we had together.
Oh, this is a good way of doing that.
Right. Just think, though,
You know, there are so many ways to do that. People are creating YouTube gorgeous videos of compilations of the good times they had. This is not really an idea of a memory of a good time.
Think about Thanksgiving, and we went and saw Beowulf, and we were throwing popcorn at the other kids in the very front. That was fun. Try to remember me that way. The way we were giggling when we snuck in our own soda.
Are you making that up?
Yes.
You're such a weirdo.
Thank you. Just think, he says, though, I'm going to be fucking famous. You guys have always been there for me. I'm just glad that I'm going to have to go this alone. You guys are the best friends anyone could ever ask for.
So he doesn't know things.
Right. That's all I have to say is that I fucking love you guys. P.S. I didn't eat that fucking sandwich or the toilet thing either.
Is that for real?
That's dead serious.
No.
Dead serious. P.S. I didn't eat that fucking sandwich or the toilet thing either. John, you douche. Always acting like I took the sandwich. I didn't take the fucking sandwich. How about come clean? Even you're still lying. You're still a piece of shit. Hey, by the way.
Well, maybe now you have to believe him.
By the way, I ate the fucking sandwich.
That would
Sorry.
Be awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
here's some more
That's
feedback.
Just another example of what a piece of shit I am. Now we got to go kill people.
Well, speaking of pieces of shit, how he mentioned that he just had to take a couple pieces of shit out with him. Josh Adju from Boston. I don't know if you've ever been to Omaha. There are a lot of pieces of shit over there.
Okay.
We didn't know. You know, we are ignorant to a lot of things. And Jabberwock says, ha, ha, ha. That was totally a chorus of what? Mm-hmm. In her office. Or in his office.
And here's the will that he left behind, you know, written sloppily on regular paper. I don't know why they have lawyers to do this. My will, I'm giving my car back to my mom and my friends can have whatever else I leave behind. Signed, and a line that he drew himself, and then he signed on the line. We missed a great one for the courts. I'm giving my car back to my mom, and my friends can have whatever else I leave behind. Sign, this guy, me. That's legit. Heretofore, this March 1st, whatever day it is, I'm a piece of shit.
Why would he leave all this stuff to his friends?
You guys can go in my house and just rummage through it. Try not to feel weird when you look in the bedroom and wonder what the last thing I looked at was or what I was thinking right before I went into the mall.
How about try not to feel weird when my mother opened the door and you're like, you know that stuff that your son didn't leave for you that you bought him? I'm going to go ravage through it.
Yeah, Mrs. Killer, is now good? It's because of the will. No? It's in all the papers.
He wrote a line and he signed it.
It's signed here 2-4. Do I just say, no, I'll come back another day. I'll come back every time it's in the paper.
Oh.
Maybe you didn't see it yet. All right. Let's talk about fun things.
All right.
Rape Monday.
All right.
No. I took a handout the other day to make up for ruining her birthday.
Yesterday we had a redo. And I highly, highly, highly believe in redos. Now you don't get a lot in life.
Of course you do.
What?
Nothing.
Of course I do.
Of course you believe in redos.
Oh, I don't think you would believe in it more than me because
you fuck
your
up more.
Redo. Well, no, I mean, instead of dwelling on the shitty thing, you want to make a better memory and a nicer thing. And mm-hmm. Now my birthday was yesterday
mm-hmm.
and we had a great day and decided that once a month we need to do this with nobody around. And just
Keith has to apologize constantly.
Just kind of taking ourselves out. I mean, it was really sweet. It was raining, and we still walked around Times Square and just kind of had fun with silliness. We went to the M&M store, and somehow that was fun. It's not fun, by the way, tourists. It's silly. But we were like, oh, we can get... Because everything they have in there is like M&M. Like M&M sweatshirt, M&M this, M&M that. And so we're like, we can get a Keith and the Girl this. We can
right,
get
we look at it a little different.
So yeah, so that's what made it a little more fun.
And then we saw Joe DeRosa and Bill Burr at Caroline's. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Such a good show.
I liked them both.
You know what's weird is we saw Dave Attell there, and he went on for... way longer than he was supposed to, and people were starting to walk out. It's really interesting that people can only take but so much that the sound just turned on.
Yeah,
that's weird.
Weird.
So they can only take but so much comedy? Like, how weird is that? You have a cutoff for comedy, and usually people's cutoffs is about
an hour
and a half.
Yeah.
Well, an hour for one guy.
Right,
David,
right.
Like, for the first hour, we're fine, and he had some openers, but...
Yeah, when you had even the great, like Dave Chappelle doing 6 hours, that's a marathon for the audience.
Yeah.
That's not 6 hours of gem, A. No
it's so
offense.
Weird because you can be hanging out at a party laughing with your friends for hours, but maybe it's the one side of the conversation and you can't kind of look away. And I don't know. Maybe there's a reason why movies are only like 2 hours long, things like that. Right. People's attention span is very odd. So I think
you get up to go to the bathroom, the comic's picking on you. Where are you going? It's been 5 hours.
Right.
I got a dump. Where am I going?
So it was just really great, and everybody was funny. I didn't like the opener. Before Joe DeRosa.
This was weird to me. This is funny, I think. I did like the first guy.
Did you really?
I liked it. Yeah.
I understood. He was really hokey and obvious.
Okay. All his jokes were about drinking a lot.
It wasn't because of that.
Is it weird at all that, like, I'm in trouble for drinking too much?
No, and then I know the difference. Really? Honestly, I know the difference.
A comic make you feel awkward about your relationship or life or something like that, like, with somebody you're next to?
I mean, I can't...
If a comic's talking, like, about, you know, cheating or something, you ever think, like, who's in the audience? Like, you cheated on her.
Right.
And this is torture.
Maybe for that. Right. Yeah, but... I don't know. If I say we're going to talk about it and move on, and we did, and, like, how good did we feel after last Monday's show?
Yes.
You know? And how good did we feel, like, we needed to sleep on it, we needed a couple days. We even talked about it after Monday's show, and now we're having, like, we're out. So I don't think so. I think it could happen, like you said, the cheating thing, and you bring it up, and it's the exact same scenario, and holy shit, it's just bringing it up. It does make things very awkward. But I was fine. The guy was... There were no punchlines in his thing. I mean, it was... hacky. You don't think so? It's such hack material. It's like, hey, you know when you're drunk? You're fucking wasted.
Yeah, you get like real drunk. I know what that's like.
Yeah, it's not really.
Yeah. Have a beer and relax.
My fucking girl doesn't want me to drink. How fucking annoying is that bitch?
I know her.
No.
That's the thing. Legion says, by the way, send Joe my regards when you see him. I really think we bonded when he was on the show. You guys did hit it off. And so, you know, I got to show my girlfriend a good time. So I also take her to
the... Can I ask you this way before you continue? Were you a little bit nervous? Because this is the redo, and if you fuck this up...
Yes.
I saw so much nervousness. You were like, you want to walk? I know you like walking. And I'm like, oh my God. Look, he's laughing because he knows it's true. I don't know if you're into it, but the M&M store is open. And so anything you want, look at all this. This is all whatever you want to do. You want to have Thai food? I don't like Thai food, but it's your day, baby. Here's another card. The man gave me 5 cards.
Kinda though.
But you eased up, right?
I eased up, and I did have fun. Yeah. But you, I think you get excited about planning a day, a week, or months ahead of time. And if that day doesn't go perfect, it upsets you.
Well, there's certain things that will upset me. Yes, I don't think I'm as anal as you think because you already are nervous. You know, but I'm nervous that like you won't wake up until it's time to go to the first thing. What I wanted to do is get up and just, you know, be in bed all day.
Mm-hmm.
And I was nervous that you're not going to get up until it was time to leave. And, you know, I saw you flip your hours again, and I was like, holy shit, this is what we, you know, talked about. It's like your thought process doesn't include the next day or two, you know? So maybe I was nervous about that, but I really think that yesterday was all your nerves. Because everything that happened, I was like, okay, now let's... you know, just enjoy ourselves. Let's just make this happen, because it's very rare that I get to, you know, hang out with you. It's not a Keith and the Girl event. It's not like, you know, somebody's thing. It's not, you know, a million people hanging out with us. So I really, really, really wanted this to be good.
Right.
You know, and without pressure. But apparently you needed to calm down first.
Here's Babbling Brian. Waiter, what would you like to drink, Keith? Oh, no, I'm not falling for that one.
Oh, no, Keith drank.
I figured I had to. I'm like, everything's normal, right? I will have a beverage.
I know that's your thinking.
Did you?
Yeah.
Because I felt like she would be weird wondering, am I drinking or not drinking?
Yeah, I don't want you to not drink. I don't want
I understand, yeah. But I just think it's funny for that day.
No, it's so funny because Keith laughs every time I say something like I know him. I can tell when he's full at dinner and I'm
this
like...
This is creepy. It's like three creepy. Times yesterday. How many times do we eat, for God's sake?
Because he's about to put a bite in his mouth. I'm like, you're full, aren't you? And he's like, yeah, I am. And he's like, how did you know? I'm like, your face just changed. And then he ordered like a weirdo drink and I'm like, you don't like it. How did you know?
And you know what? And us guys, we probably don't even know the hints we're giving out. I mean,
subtle.
The takeaway from your powers, I'm probably like, two. You don't like that? Oh my God, we're soulmates.
It's very subtle, but I mean, I've been with you for a little while. That's why I wonder about like couples who have been together for 20 years. Do you even, like you wake up in the morning and your partner starts telling you everything you're about to think, you know? It's odd. Like, this is just 5 years. To some people, we're still kind of new, you know?
Right.
To us, this is like, holy wow, 5 years. Who does that? This is our lives.
When you knew that I was full, I was thinking like, okay, this is a good limit to what you should know.
I know, and I know it was exactly when you... Oh, I see. Let's know the little things for now.
We're good right there. you know, it's her day, so I also take Hemda out to the new Charmin bathrooms in Times Square.
This is so fantastic.
We got pictures of this for the forums. This is amazing.
This is great.
This is amazing.
New Yorkers, you speak to any New Yorker, and they will know what bathroom to go to in different neighborhoods that nobody's in. They have secret bathrooms like Barnes & Noble on, you know, 5th has right. The great bathrooms because nobody knows it. It's hidden. It's downstairs. It's around the corner. It's whatever. Macy's on the 3rd floor when you cross it, but you have to ask Joe, and he lets you in, and nobody ever uses it. So it's the cleanest bathroom. Because in New York, all the bathrooms, you either have to be a patron at the place or they're really just disgusting.
Right.
Now, here it is in Times Square. And I swear, last night, Times Square, we were hanging out at night, dark completely. Times Square is lit up like it's daytime.
I did that for you.
It's so weird. You have to remember that it's nighttime, that like everything we talked about it, the McDonald's has lights for days, you know?
Yeah.
So then Keith has to go to the bathroom like every 20 minutes. And there it is, a big sign, Charmin.
Mm-hmm.
The toilet paper company.
Right.
And the whole thing. Now, look up rents in New York. It's ridiculous. A studio apartment that's about the size of the room that we're in right now is, like, if you're lucky, $2,000 a month. If you're lucky. That's no rooms, just an open space. Now, Charmin has an escalator leading to the second floor.
This is huge. Yeah. Its own building. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a cheerleader outside with those megaphones.
Yeah.
Not electric, you know, the kind of old school ones.
Cones.
Tubes. Yeah, cones. And he's banging on it with the stick, trying to get you to come in and use their dumpers. Like they want you to use their dumpers.
You have to remember that, hey, you know you have to pee, right?
Then
come on in.
Right. Then there's a girl standing there for attention that is wearing a toilet. That's her job. She's standing there and she's standing up, but where her lap would be is a toilet. Like, nobody walks by her and thinks they're funny, like putting their ass on her.
Yeah. I was going to.
So we walk in and you go up these big elevators. I mean, escalators.
But there's a person greeting you.
There's a greeter inside.
Yeah. Hey, how's it going? I'm like, I am going to make good things happen in here.
Right. And they're all excited. There can't be enough toilet puns. So then we go up to the top. This thing, you have to go there.
Yeah.
This thing is huge. It's
huge. Yeah, people are already planning on coming to your live annual stand-up show April 15th. And Jeremy is putting together like an itinerary because people are coming for about a week and everyone's getting together and there are festivities all around it.
I wonder if this is just for the holiday season.
No, that place is important. Like, there's a marquee. There's not a marquee, like an actual, like, huge neon sign. It's like a permanent fixture. That thing's been there for a while. It just hasn't opened yet.
But, I mean, think how much money they're paying, A. And B, now's a good time to use it during the holidays.
Well, we'll see.
All right. But if it's there, hit it like it's the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, seriously.
You go up there, and then when you get there, there's a line. There's a line like it's a ride. And you're waiting, and the line goes pretty fast. And you're waiting in line to use one of 20 Charmin stalls. Mm-hmm. And when it's your turn, you go in, Hendegut stall number two. She can't help herself. I'm going to make number two with number two.
Right.
The irony is she didn't, of course.
No, of course not. Although, once I was in there, it was very quiet and could be like one of the few public bathrooms where I would be able to do it.
Somebody cleans it right there. I've never seen a cleaner bathroom.
Yeah, well, because after there are like three cleaners there. So after you get out, somebody cleans the toilet and then the next person goes in.
Right.
How awesome is that? I actually sat on the toilet. So the irony really is that they spit on it and tell you to go fuck yourself because they're actually all actors. I asked them because I have to.
But you walk in, there's guys on Charmin Segways just moving around back and forth. There's cheerleaders. There's sleighs that you can get your picture taken next to the Charmin Bear.
We did it. We're going to post all these pictures. Yeah. We took a picture of everything with my camera phone.
Oh, they're clapping. It's going to be a hit. You're going to take a shit. They're all excited for you. I hear VIP coming through. VIP, VIP. And they're obviously exaggerating the letter P. And it's somebody in a wheelchair. So, by the way, if you're crippled, then the good news for you. Because you get
They're willing you all the way through the line.
Yeah, I don't know how I would feel.
Right.
I think I would feel happy. I'd like, fuck you, I'm crippled.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Why not?
Yeah,
These are the few breaks you get in life.
I thought for a second this
I
woman
start
is
clapping, everybody's clapping like, oh, you're crippled. Go take your dump, cripple.
But I thought maybe she feels like, hey, I'm already crippled. I don't need all this attention. People already look at me funny. Right. I got to find, all these handicap ramps.
Right.
But whatever. The pee pun was funny.
Oh, they love the puns. You're leaving. Hey, thanks. And they go, thanks for going. I knew you had it in you. They love it. They let you taste. They let you taste the difference between the new Charmin Extra Soft and Charmin Strong. I'm more an extra soft guy.
I'm more strong. But I think it's funny. Like, I knew that both Keith and I would have to try all the different toilet papers inside.
Mm-hmm.
Whether we needed to like wipe 50 million times or not.
I was going number one. Then I'm like, well, I'm already here.
Yeah.
Might as well wipe my ass. Oh, well. And then whenever you leave, they have this new Puffs Plus with lotion and Vicks. And you smell that Vicks stuff.
Very
gets you high a little bit.
But when you're blowing your nose, you're blowing out.
I guess, but it's still on your nose.
I don't know. I guess you just wiped Vicks on your nose.
I'm just amazed by the tissue technology we have.
Mm-hmm.
Lotion wasn't enough. What else can we get into a thin sheet of nothing?
It's so funny because there's a security guard right by there and you're on your way out and like everyone goes for the tissues. Like everyone needs to blow their nose after they pee. I guess I got to touch my nose with this tissue. Such a bunch of weirdos when things are free.
But yeah, Justin, you bring up a point. There's barkers on the street now for using bathrooms. Everybody wants you.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants your business. Off the cuff. Off the cuff. All right, here it is. Let's get into Rape Monday news. Michael Vick is going to jail for 2 years. Michael Vick, once one of the highest paid players in the National Football League, was sentenced to 23 months in prison for financing a dogfighting ring and helping to kill pit bulls that did not fight aggressively. Vick's stunning downfall from NFL superstar to disgraced dogfighting defendant culminated Monday in a 90-minute sentencing hearing in federal court in Richmond, Virginia. Vick was dressed in a black and white striped prison suit and apologized to his family and to the judge. The judge said, quote, "You need to apologize also to the millions of young people who look up to you." Vick said, "I am willing to deal with the consequences and accept responsibility for my actions." The judge said, "I'm convinced it was not a momentary lack of judgment on your part. You were a full partner."
There you go. He's right.
The judge agreed that he wasn't sure Vick had fully accepted responsibility for his actions.
Now, do you know if he's really going for 23 months or is it going to turn into like some 3 to 6 month thing and do he lose his contract? I mean, I assume that he loses his contract. Although in jail, you could get pretty, you could stay in shape.
It is weird that they let people out for good behavior. What are you going to do? What did you know, if he gets out for good behavior, did you expect him to put together a dogfighting ring?
Mm.
Well, you know what? When you were in jail for 2 months, I didn't see one dogfight. I didn't hear about any dog fights. You're free to go. Are you dog fighting again?
I also think it's difficult to staying out of trouble is not always up to you in jail, is what I'm learning from movies and
I saw
shows.
Oz.
Yeah, exactly.
I saw Oz.
Yeah.
You're going to get dumped on the face if you don't fight back.
Right.
Here's what I do when I was in jail. How you get back at people? You harass them right before they're about to get out of jail. And then they fight back and you keep them back in for another 2-3 years.
And then you get your ass beat for 2-3 years.
That's okay. It's worth it.
Oh, okay.
I'll stay in jail. I'm probably already in there for something bad news. Indiana inmate on work release escapes by clogging toilet to create distraction. An inmate escaped from a work release crew after he created a distraction with an overflowing toilet. Wayne Mitchell, 24, was in the Clark County Jail for a probation violation warrant, but had been working with the crew clearing roadside trash. When the crew stopped at the Clark County Fraternal Order of Police Lodge to eat lunch, Mitchell went into a restroom and clogged the toilet, causing it to overflow, police said. He then came out saying he needed some towels from the jail's van to sop up the mess. The toilet overflowed and the rest of the inmates were trying to clean it up. Instead of going to the van, Mitchell walked to a nearby GNR Auto Sales where an employee gave him the keys to a car he said he wanted to look over. Police said he then stole the red 1995 Chevrolet Camaro convertible.
Now, is he smart or is everyone just stupid? Sounds like a lot of people had to be stupid for this to happen.
Officers later found Mitchell's jail-issued clothes at the dealership about 15 miles north of Louisville, Kentucky.
Nice.
All right. Ohio little bug...
Already a good story.
A litter bug became a walking warning not to mess with Bridgeport or its mayor. Tommy LaShare and his girlfriend were caught emptying their ashtrays on the street in front of his house. That landed LaShare in the court of Mayor John Calerick, who is waging a battle against litter in his eastern Ohio village of 2,200 people. The mayor offered jail time, community service, $1,000 in fines, or 2 8-hour stints walking the streets wearing a hot pink sandwich board with the message, "Cigarette butts are litter."
That's the one I would pick. The shortest amount of time. I don't care.
And the guy, of course, took "cigarette butts are litter" sign.
Yeah, I would do that and hand out Keith and the Girl stickers.
Yeah. People think it's funny.
Who cares?
People think these shirts are funny. You go to like t-shirthell.com or any of those.
You're making those shirts.
They're making shirts that says, "I will rape you. I constantly rape people." That's a funny shirt. None of these work. I steal things. Ooh, how humiliating. They sell shirts like that. Just so humiliating.
Do they get to keep it after, like as a souvenir?
I hope to. I want to keep it to learn my lesson. I can look at it every day and be humiliated. And they see him out there wearing it for
somebody
attention.
Somebody has to wear it. somebody has to make it.
Yeah.
Like, where does that sandwich board get made? Does somebody in the court? Okay. Seriously, every little dumb thing, like people bring up cute little things that we can do, but that means I gotta look up where to find that and how much it's gonna cost and blah blah blah. So some court employee has to look up the sandwich board thing, make it hot pink, get it just the right color. Right. Like, this is a job for somebody. I don't know if it's an intern, an assistant, whatever. It's still annoying.
Think of it as a giant tip. A wealthy widow repaid the kindness shown to her by a family that runs a Chinese restaurant she frequented by leaving them $21 million. And a high court judge ruled on Friday that is absolutely legal.
Wow.
Golda Beckel's 1994's will, which was fucking probably typed out or written by a lawyer, said she wanted Kim Sing Man and his wife Bi Lian, the owners of the Chinese restaurant northeast of London, to inherit her money. She died at age 88.
That Chinese food must have been great. I've never tasted any Chinese food that made me want to leave even 20% more than I need to.
But isn't this something? She died at age 88 in January 2004.
Mm-hmm. It's 2000. They're just getting the will now.
It's going to be January 2008. It took 4 years
for
somebody to say this is legit.
Right.
And they're just waiting.
Yeah, I wonder if they know the whole time. They're like, any minute now we can quit. Any minute now we can quit. I mean, the Sims.
If I fold another fucking napkin, and then somebody finally did quit, like, it's never going to happen. I'm out of here.
Oh, yeah. And their employees are like, you bitches, you're going to be rich anyway. Mm-hmm. What do you care?
Beckles,
now they're really buying the shit meat. God, Chinese food is gross.
It's disgusting.
And maybe it's just a New York thing. I don't know. But Chinese food
here
is like
of all the
lowest
food.
Of the low.
Yeah.
Chinese food is just, oh, God, especially in bad neighborhoods. In bad neighborhoods, you walk in there and you know you're smelling negative. You're smelling like, wow, I really shouldn't be here. And I had the nerve to buy it one time. And in those places, they also have chicken and fries and like fried chicken and French fries. And that's not an Asian cuisine at all. And I got the nerve to get a kind of meat, like chicken or something. And I tasted it and I was like, this is not chicken. It's just not chicken. Yeah. I don't know what it is. It's not. I'm not even sure if it's meat, but why wouldn't it be? Like, what else could it be? Tofu is more expensive and tastes better than the shit that I'm eating.
They planned on using that money to open a Japanese restaurant. Now we buy good things. No, I know. You don't know. Tiny Japanese, you don't know. Everyone think clever. Everyone think clever. No one know.
Greasy and gross with no love. Ugh.
Bacco's five nephews and nieces asked the court to declare the will invalid, claiming their aunt was suffering from dementia.
Oh, that's why it took so long. Of course the nieces and nephew are fighting it. They probably visited her twice hoping that that would make it.
A Chinese restaurant was nicer. You know,
well, maybe she was a bitch and they're putting on their happy, you know, happy to see you face. Just like the...
Then when
you
put go it
to
on.
The, when
then,
you go to the nail spot, they go, oh, how's your boyfriend? I'm like, you met my boyfriend once. That's enough.
Okay, but... The nieces and nephews didn't know she was rich?
They did. That's why they're
upset. Then put on your face then.
All right.
Like the Chinese did. And by the way, they always have that face. They're not really happy to see you.
I know. That's my point.
They asked the judge to give the inheritance to them, but the judge accepted the restaurateur's evidence that Beckel, sad and lonely after the deaths of her husband and son, became like a family member to the couple.
How? They kept charging her?
They kept giving her food. They went on foreign holidays together.
Oh, okay.
They were pals. And regularly got together at their restaurant and at her apartment.
Wait, they had to prove that? You know what? That really sucks. If I want to leave my money to my next door neighbor, even if I had a husband, kids, whatever, I wrote that.
Right.
That's not fair. A lawyer okayed it. Then you should go after the lawyer that okayed it. He should have seen that I had dementia or something. That's not fair.
It was not irrational to leave the bulk of her estate to Mrs. Mann, the daughter she would dearly wished to have had, and her husband. Kim Sing Man remembers Beckel as a classy woman who, quote, always enjoyed her Chinese pickled leeks and bean sprouts.
Oh.
Now, that's how you remembered. How do you remember Beckel? Tell everybody. You know, your best friend that you got $21 million from. She always enjoyed her Chinese pickled leeks and bean sprouts.
Although when I die, I expect people to go, oh, the Thai food. Pad Thai, spicy, no cilantro.
Right.
Yummy to her tummy.
We were best friends. She came in and always knew what she wanted.
She never looked at the menu.
Never had.
If she had more people, she would share. Fried tofu appetizer, salad, Thai salad with no onions. It was the same thing.
Apparently, whenever she wrote the will, the boyfriend drank too much the day before. But I'm fucking rich. Dave from New Jersey wrote this some time ago. Federal sentencing guidelines say that Michael Vick can only get 3 of the 23 months off with good behavior, so he will be in jail for 20 months minimum.
Oh, okay.
All right, good. Not nice. Not nice person.
There's a lot of people who have Chinese food New York experiences here. What's-his-face Newsy said that he loves it in New York. It's his favorite is to eat Chinese food.
Come on.
Maybe it's like how you used to feel
how
about
long has
McDonald's.
He been in,
like,
how long has he been in New York?
I don't think he's in New York.
Okay. You know, he's probably there one day and it's the best.
Exactly. Like how you used to have the Big Mac. If you have it for more than like once every one or 2 months, you're grossed out by it. But even now, once a year, I'll crave their greasy noodles. It's disgusting, disgusting people. I've had Chinese lamb boy. Hold on.
I've gone to Chinese restaurants that have closed down and are auctioning off the equipment. If you went into one of these kitchens, you wouldn't want to eat again. They are all nasty. Yeah, they're nasty. Mm-hmm. You see them. You see them sweeping up the floor, and then they walk over to you. What you want? Ugh. What you want, manager? What you want?
Yeah, it either smells like grease and nastiness, or it smells like bleach because they're cleaning, and they'll still take orders while they're cleaning everything. Ugh.
It's all the same shit. It's a giant poster, and I see you have 4 vats of food. Bean, rice, chicken, and some kind of meat. I wouldn't even call it beef.
And Beth from the ugliest city in the world. When my grandmother died, the staff of the restaurant that she frequented went to her funeral. Well, you guys are fat and ugly.
Was she rich?
I don't know.
That's kind of important to the story, pig. Oh, well.
Okay, and a couple more. Aunt Helen from Portland says, I can't wait for the Who Let the Dogs Out headlines upon Michael Vick's release.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, that was coming.
Here's some Christmas news before we leave you. Long Island residents, Long Island, New York, of course, say that the city's Christmas tree next to the 20-foot-tall menorah is... This computer's going to go.
Save it.
Boom! The computer just crashed. Did you hear that? Rewind that back a little bit.
Of us panicking.
Save it.
It's that feeling of like you just want to take somebody's hand and just like go for it.
Right.
I feel like you're too nervous and you're not going as fast and I'm not helping going like, God damn it, save it.
Don't let the wires touch. I don't know what to do except hate my brother again.
Aww.
I should have outed him years ago.
Even if it was fake and you didn't know.
Right.
Might have just guessed. I'm telling you, 5 kids, 1 out of 5 is gay. It's not you. You got, 1 out of 4 of them.
Well, those listening live heard me a little upset and depressed, but thank you for the titties on the cameras. And I'm okay now. You helped keep the show going. Let's talk about nice things. It's a great pick-me-up.
KeithandTheGirl.com/support. I'm telling you, it's worth it. People have parties there all the time.
You come on there depressed. You get a little tits and ass. You go on with your day. There you go. All right, here's the Christmas story we were about to talk about. Long Island residents saying that the city's Christmas tree is next to a 20-foot menorah, and the Christmas tree is far too small. The menorah, of course, is the silly Jew candles that you guys put up for Hanukkah.
Wow, nice.
We're on what, day 4? Something like that?
I don't know.
Yeah, you don't know. Way to defend it. Residents didn't have themselves a merry little Christmas tree. They wanted a big one. When city officials...
Can you be more of a little kid having nothing to do? You have nothing
These
to do.
These are adults complaining, obviously.
You have a Christmas tree in your house, I assume. If you gave 2 fucks, you have one, right?
Right.
Keith and I, Keith recently brought this up. He brought it up yesterday, actually. Let's put a Christmas tree in our house. I'm like, you know what? I'm not opposed to a Christmas tree. It does nothing for me. I didn't have it in my childhood. But it does something for me with Keith because it's like, oh, look at us. Something about we're adults. Something about, like, we give a shit. We have a home. I don't know why. But,
right.
I could do without it. I don't care. But if we don't clean up, it's just another thing in the way. We have to jump over things at this point. Yesterday, we completed all the orders that we had, but it was taking up like every place that we can stand in the studio. So we would play like, where's the carpet with our feet, trying to climb over everything. I mean, a tree doesn't make sense unless you have a designated tree spot. Then, when we do Keith and the Girl TV, we might have to move the tree out the door so that we can have room for the cameras, for the whatever. I mean, every inch of this house is taken.
And I don't want to get a tree. I don't want to dress a tree.
Right. You don't have fun doing it.
I want a tree.
Yeah. We tried doing that the first year, and your sister gave us boxes of shit, including a fake tree. It's huge.
I regret that we took that stuff.
You hated every minute of it. It was a chore to put up. It was a chore to take down. I think we took it down in February, if not March.
Right.
It was very pathetic. I mean, we were excited. We were like, look at us. We have a tree. And at that point, we didn't have as much crap. I don't know if we had a show even,
Right.
We were just kind of like hanging out at home. So, I mean, we used to have so much time. What the hell did we do with it? I think we watched a lot more TV.
I think we did. And now all those boxes for my sister's is upstairs, and we're going to her house for Christmas, and I hope she forgets. I don't even want to take it out of the attic and put it in the car.
We're not driving there. It's not happening.
Oh, good.
Yeah. No,
okay.
It's impossible. There are boxes and boxes, and she had it organized just so. And, I knew as soon as we opened those boxes, I'm like, we can't get this back the way this is. It's insane. It's not fun. In fact, my first time helping another family put up a Christmas tree, I was dating this guy, and I was like, hey, you guys are putting up a Christmas tree. I've never done that before. They invited me over. We're going to play, carols, whatever. It was going to be a whole big thing, and I was excited. I was like the Jew on Christmas, and, it was my first time. I was in the middle of, all family fights. Are you going to do this or not? Everyone wants to do this, and then I'm the only one putting on the tinsel. Nobody else wants to do it. I'm doing this for you. Well, I don't feel like doing it right now. Nobody said I wanted to do it. Maybe I wanted to do it when I was a kid. Can you shut off that shit? Well, I'm making cookies for you guys. Nobody's appreciating anything. Well, I never wanted to get into this anyway. And I'm like,
I don't know
this
that I
fun.
Believe in
this
Jesus, first off.
Awesome. And I'm like, I'm the one, remaining cheery, so I'm not like, what I really want to do is be like, fuck this. Christmas sucks.
You're trying to hold the family together. You're like that Pink song.
Right. So it was just, why did I think differently? I didn't. So then we had a pathetic tree, a year or two ago, where it's just like a on the table. And you bought me a menorah also, and that's in the closet, you know?
Yeah.
And
I like having this stuff.
It's like good in theory. Like it's just like what people think a child will bring to their marriage.
It's just like it.
And I'm not talking about everybody. A lot of people, like, they really, you know, it does good for them. But I think, like, guys want the kid a lot less than they think.
Right.
And a girl thinks that that's what's going to keep her man around, you know? And it's just, like, let's get this thing and it'll be glorious because they think it'll stay cute and adorable forever. But you got to feed it and burp it and do shit with it. And then all of a sudden you're like, how come I can't go out anymore? Because I got to find a babysitter. I can't go away. My parents don't live here. Leave me alone. Anyway, that's what Christmas is like for a Jew.
And that's what Christmas means to me. Beautiful, Hanukkah.
I know. Thank you so much. Thank you.
When city officials planted a 7-foot-tall Christmas tree next to a 20-foot-tall menorah in the plaza in front of City Hall, some residents barked. They telephoned City Hall, wrote letters, and testified at a public hearing that the tiny tree in the shadow of the huge Hanukkah symbol was an insult to Christmas.
Think about, first of all, also where you live. I don't complain about the whole city right now is Christmas. The entire Manhattan, the entire island of Manhattan is Christmas everything.
Definitely.
And if it's trying not to be, it still is. You know, like where they'll have like...
It's trying to be.
No, but you know, certain people, they put, you know... stars or snowflakes or whatever. It's Christmas. It's all Christmas related. Right. Macy's window is Christmas related. Tiffany's. Wherever you go, it's Christmas. There's a ginormous Christmas tree right in front of the ice skating rink that, you know, clogs up the streets because everyone's going to go see it. Forget about when it's lit. That 1 second that they light it, that whole
right.
area is just stuffed. You're no longer allowed to make right turns. You have to cross the street at different places. I'm not going to write my government. Who cares?
Right.
First of all, if you're going to write about anything, write about the dollar bill that says "In God We Trust." How about that? How about your government getting involved in that? You want the government to decide what size your menorah is on your street? You live in Long Island. It's Jew capital of New York. Calm yourself.
What's up with the giant menorah and the Charlie Brown Christmas tree? Resident Rick Hoffman said. Yeah, what's up with that? City manager Edward Eaton said he had looked far and wide.
Is that how their letters are sounding? What's up with the menorah?
Yeah. Yeah, where's the complaint box?
What's up? Where's Jesus Christ in your heart, yo? What's up with that?
City manager Edward Eaton said he had looked far and wide all the way to Canada for a bigger tree, but couldn't find one. You couldn't find a bigger tree than 7 feet anywhere?
Forget that. You looked all the way to Canada?
Yeah, you really looked.
That's what your duties are?
Hey, you really looked all the way to
yeah.
Canada.
You drove. What'd you do? Did you take Pierre to Canada? Our driver for Canada?
You know they have places in New York that you can buy trees, like mm-hmm. big lots of trees? Did anybody tell him that? I just started driving around.
Why to Canada? Obviously, you're ordering it. You can't go like some radius around.
Right.
All the way to Canada?
Listen to what he said. This is the city manager. He manages the city, whatever that means. Quote, this year is going to be kind of a bah humbug Christmas.
Oh, my God.
The whole Christmas festivities are ruined.
Rubble, rubble.
Rubble, rubble, rubble. Giant candles, rubble, rubble. Giant dragon-like candles. But on Wednesday, the city of about 35,000 residents, 25 miles southeast of Midtown Manhattan, found a tree to match the 20-foot menorah, a 20-foot blue spruce.
And the whole city calmed.
A lighting ceremony for the new tree is scheduled for Friday.
Kill yourselves. The whole town. Kill yourselves. We'll all start over.
We did it.
You think
that's
the Jews
better.
Would
you know
complain?
What? That's better. Well, they would.
Yeah, it's true. Well, I mean, that's what they do. So.
Oh, good. It was kind of disgusting the way it was. Oh well. Where's my husband? Oh, fucking his secretary. Oh, okay. Well, Merry Christmas, anyways.
First of all, the symmetry alone.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Here's a mailman that got in trouble for stealing. Got caught stealing cards. Got caught stealing Christmas cards every holiday. He steals things. I think it happens all the time.
I believe it. I believe it.
I don't get Playboy sometimes. Those are being stolen. How come all the good shit I don't get?
Actually, we send out our Keith and the Girl thing. I was going to put a sticker on every one of the packages just for fun. Just like, I don't know.
Right.
It's
fun
cool,
and
yeah.
It spreads the word a little bit.
Right.
Why not?
Who knows who sees it? And then I thought, you know, what if like a specific mailman hates us?
Right.
And then all our delivery story. I know they mess with it.
Maybe somebody didn't see the beauty of Rape Tuesday or Rape Monday.
Right.
You know?
And then I think also when you send internationals, I put a fake number on there. Like it says, how much is this worth? I put, you know, way below.
Yeah.
I just, you know, don't take my sweatshirt because it's $50. Just don't do it. Somebody's expecting it. Not because, like, don't take it. I'll give you one, mailman. I just need to, like, get it over there so I don't have to get an email going, where's my shit? And then I have to look for it. And then I have to resend another one or something or work it out with this person, you know? That's not really fair.
Sweatshirt, I rate $50, but to me, priceless. And I expect nobody to take it. What's going on? You're on Keith and the Girl.
Yo, it's Madeline Ryan from the Netherlands.
What's up, Netherlands?
I have a glitter story. Today I went to my barbershop and
the fuck? Go ahead.
Okay, I probably used the wrong word, but anyway.
No,
you were fine. It's funny that glitter and barbershop is anywhere near. But go ahead, we'll find out why.
Well, they gave us a little Christmas present, and it was some kind of shitty shower soap thing, cream with glitter in it.
Oh.
It's full of glitter.
Oh.
Why the fuck would you do that?
In soap! Like you're trying to wash things off,
yeah.
And it just keeps coming on. And do you wash your vagina and penis with it? And do you have a sparkling asshole now? Ew.
Exactly.
Oh, God, ew.
Well, it'd be great if, like, you somehow didn't have an aversion to glitter. Like, it didn't bother you. Stick it all in your hair and then go back to your barbershop. That is horrible. Well, you gotta watch out.
That's the gayest present from your barber.
You gotta watch out this holiday season. This is the time. This is glitter central. I open up my mail very carefully because all the Christmas cards are glitter. It's cute when you have glitter that's a tinsel on your fake card tree. Stop it with all the glitter. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. That's for children to go, sparkles. That's not for adults. Glitter is not for adults. Thank you. It's a worldwide epidemic. It's all the way in the Netherlands.
Thank you, Babbling Ryan.
No problem.
From your barber, though? A glitter thing from your barber? Did the barber's wife pick the present for everybody?
I don't know.
From your barber?
Maybe like it's...
That's like supposed to be one of the manlier places to go. You go to strip club, right. You go to a barber, you know, you talk about whatever.
Well, both places have glitter.
True. So. Okay, maybe. All right.
Well, here's the letter carrier. This was in Brooklyn, New York. Every thief has a hallmark, and a Brooklyn letter carrier is the greeting card bandit. The feds arrested Michael Olivio this week after an elaborate sting operation to identify the Grinch-like mailman in Bath Beach who intercepted hundreds of greeting cards for the cash inside. You're going to get caught.
I don't know how you're going to get caught, though.
Once a week, I'd steal a package. I wouldn't steal all the cards. One neighborhood is not getting any holiday cards. I might know who did it.
Because you know people are just sticking like $5, $10, $20, $100 in there.
Right.
Yeah, it sucks.
After receiving complaints from the residents in the 11214 area code, the bait was set. Special agent Stephen Doloff mailed, quote, test greeting card letters to the potential customers who had complained. One customer reported she did not receive the decoy. Michael Olivio was the letter carrier for the customer's address on the intended day of delivery, said the secret agent.
That's a huge crime, right?
Yeah.
It's a federal crime?
Yeah. This is a federal guy catching him. Investigators then put another decoy greeting card in the mail containing cash and an electronic transmitter. It was addressed to a bogus house address on Bay 43rd Street on Olivio's route. You would not catch me with that. I would check the house. And I would also know who I'm stealing from. I would know I'm taken from like an 80-year-old woman who,
that's who the one
would
who bitches.
Sound crazy or something.
That's the one who bitches.
Okay, but I would think it through is my point. I would know this house doesn't exist. You know?
No, but I think, well, if you're a thief, you're a thief. You know this house
You could
house
be a smart thief.
You could be, but...
Olivio, a letter carrier for 5 years, was under surveillance on Wednesday when he placed the letter in his satchel at the Bath Beach post office. When he returned,
at the place he was under surveillance.
When he returned to the post office at 2:45 p.m., the electronic transmitter indicated the letter was in Olivio's car, which he used to deliver mail on his route. Olivio, 37, drove away and was stopped a short distance away. They wait until you definitely
right. You it's didn't, still in there.
Yeah, stopped a short distance away. The agents told him they wanted the mail returned. It's in the glove compartment, he said. The agents recovered the letter.
But it's still in his, in the car?
It's in the glove compartment.
Of his
car.
Government-issued car, like the post office car? Or?
No, it says his car.
Oh, okay.
His car. His own car. The agents recovered the letter containing the transmitter in addition to 38 unopened greeting card letters.
So he goes home and it's Christmas for him.
Inside the auto trunk were two bags containing about 100 greeting card letters in which the envelopes were torn open.
So and he kept them, like what, on a rainy day he wants to read some nice words?
Why would you keep the cards?
Oh my God. Please come check my car.
He got busted, but he came to work every day with glitter all over him.
That's the first sign. Yeah.
Another resident, Lucy DeRosa, 73, said she filed a complaint after Christmas cards containing checks she sent to her two granddaughters never reached their destination. Both contained checks which were not cashed. He didn't take just delivering to. He took delivering from. So you're affecting multiple people when you take things from one zip code. That'd be if you took all our packages. We're going to figure out where the problem came from. When told Olivia, her male character had been accused, DeRosa said she had planned to give him a Christmas gift. But this bum, forget about it, she said.
Well, he took enough from you. Shut up.
Yeah, he already got it. Don't worry. It's a fair trade for him. Olivia admitted he had been stealing greeting cards since around Valentine's Day.
Why? Why would you admit that?
And accelerated the thefts around holidays. And by the way, it's always worse than they admit. It's not clear how much money he had pocketed. A financial affidavit completed by Olivia indicates he is single. So he didn't have to leave the cards in his car. You know what I mean? I was thinking maybe he's hiding it from his family. I'm never not mind why he didn't throw them away. Indicates he's single and pays $542 a month in child support for an 11-year-old son. He was released on his own recognizance. Neighbor said he moved away about 2 weeks ago. Of course.
No.
Of course. You'd get bricks in the window. Yeah. Reached by phone, Olivia said, I'm not allowed to talk. I'm not allowed to talk. Defense lawyer Michelle Gelnert declined to comment. Even I won't deal with this scumbag. We have nothing to say. Oh, well.
This is on sort of a weird topic. Toby from Akron, I just thought this was interesting. Speaking of the Netherlands and Chinese food, I was in Amsterdam, hi, of course, and saw a Chinese buffet. I was so happy to see the American phenomenon that I went in. What I didn't realize is that it wasn't all you can eat. They had a strict half an hour time limit. They literally took my plate away.
You go now.
That's actually a really good idea for all you can eat.
Yeah.
Because you could sit there all day. Matt was telling us there was like a place upstate where he lived or something where his friend would go and really just park his ass there for like 3 hours or the whole day or something.
What was the food? Was it Chinese?
No, it was just like everything,
okay.
I think.
Because I don't want to see that all you can dump. I'll use the Charmin Strong on that mess.
With all you can eat Chinese, it's like as soon as you get up to go to the bathroom, you're done.
They don't let you go. I bet in all you can eat Chinese, yeah, you get up to go to the bathroom. You don't get to come back. That's not fair.
Then you could just keep going.
That's just not fair. All right, well, Merry Christmas, everybody. What can I tell you? That is some S-H-I-T. Anything else before we get out of here?
Yes. We are going to be taking vacation at the end of the year, just giving everybody a heads up. We have about 2 more weeks of show, and then we're going to have Best Of, thanks to B. Jason.
Mm-hmm.
And always check out his music. He's such a great musician.
For new people, let me say this. I'm sorry, yeah, his shit is great. I didn't mean to talk over that. The Best Of's, we now call Beginnings, because it's not just clips that he takes.
Time to put a whole story together based on, like if you're like, what are people talking about when they talk about the spooky story and blah, blah, blah? There will be different shows clipped together that will kind of fill you in on a lot of stuff. He really takes, it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. And so we're going to be, not this Friday, but next Friday will be the last show until the new year. And and we'll be going to LA and Vegas, and all that stuff is under keithandthegirl.com/events. So if you're in LA, we're not doing a live show there, but we are meeting up for drinks and dinner and stuff. There's a whole bunch of people coming out. I think my brothers are coming out. I just have to set the place, but the time and the date is set. It's the 28th of this month. And then for Vegas, me and Brother Love are going to be on stage. Keith will be there partying at the New York Hotel in Vegas. And should be a really great time. Other than that, there's other stuff coming up. So we're going to keep adding to keithandthegirl.com/events. If we're not coming to your area yet, we'll be coming hopefully in 2008.
All right. Thank you guys very much. Let me mention this real quick, by the way. Last week I got this. Remember the Gilmore Gang? It's a show that signed up to Podshow. Mm-hmm. And when they tried to leave Podshow will not let them have their original name. And makes it very hard for people to find out about them. So I'm gonna tell you this. Steve Gilmore wrote, somehow came upon this, I don't know, whatever. While I can't say anything about your thesis regarding contracts, I did enjoy your perspective and hope your brother, Henda's brother, has found the gang on Facebook. You have to join the group to get the show's RSS feed. So I guess you go to Facebook.com and you look up Gilmore Gang, although now it's spelled G*LLMOR Gang.
Wow, good luck being found.
Wow. They take the time to put it into a contract, I think they mean it. Anyway, nice job on your show, he says. Keep up the great work, Steve. Well, thank you, Steve. Check out Gilmore Gang's show. Support him. Pod Show Stinks. Happy holidays. Keith and the Girl.com.